You get dinged up in last night's game? Or are you a weekend warrior that still thinks you've got what it takes to play, but nagging injuries are slowing you down? It's time to talk to some of the region's top sports medicine specialists. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show. All you ever wanted to know about sports medicine and maybe, just maybe, a little bit more. Here are your hosts, Dr. Brian McCarty and Big Time Mike McGivern on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's back. Dr. Brian McCarty, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm back and refreshed.
How was your trip?
You know, it was a lot easier than when Lewis and Clark went to the Pacific.
That's good.
Yep. It was faster, southwest, straight flight. It was awesome. And I had a great time visiting with my boys out there. And then went up to Bodega Bay, California. If you haven't been there, north of San Francisco, if you're going to wine country, carve out a day or two, head to the coast. The Sonoma coast is absolutely stunning. And so this is the best time of the year to go. Beautiful weather, no fog.
Beautiful. Good yeah, for you.
But I'm back.
Well, you look good.
Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
You bet. Did you get to hit a golf ball at all?
I hit very few golf balls, but I did a lot of hiking and running and goofing around.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Hey, so real quick before we get into the show, Packers playing Sunday night, and I want to kind of go through some injuries. They're talking like Devontae Adams is going to play, and that's exciting. They need to have him on the field.
They really do. They're beat up in receiver big time, and they're facing a defense with a great secondary, so they need every receiver they can get. Devontae obviously is a terrific receiver, so they would very much benefit from having him back from his ankle injury. Yeah,
and we talked at length previous shows about that high ankle sprain, and their hope is he's going to be back. Ty Montgomery has not practiced yet, and do not think he's going to suit up on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not ready. So, you know, if you go too soon with these things, they just don't get better at all. And, you know, if you're a receiver and you need explosion, you need to be able to get off the line. Playing against that defense, if you can't move effectively, you can't play.
James Starks, questionable, got a hip problem. They're thinking he's probably going to play, but Eddie Lacy isn't even on the report, which means he's supposedly 100% healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Eddie Lacy's finally recovered. And at least, you know, I think everyone that's played says, you know, by this point, everyone's banged up to some degree, right? But if he can play full bore, that'll be very helpful. You know, at altitude in Denver, you'd like to be able to play both of them. So I think they would like to have them so you can get a little bit of rest for Eddie, give him a blow so that James can get out there.
Well, hold on now. I was listening to the Big Show, and our our expert from professional football is Gary Ellerson. He said that doesn't matter, that altitude stuff.
Well, Gary is a great guy, and he obviously played pro football, so he knows a lot of things, but he never played in Denver. And there is a difference. I mean, the oxygen concentration goes from 21% at sea level, which is where we are more or less here, to 18% there. And so anyone who's ever traveled there or traveled to the mountains knows that you get short of breath faster there than you do here, and that's because there's not as much oxygen. So if you live at that altitude like the Denver players do, they actually have increased number of red blood cells, which are the cells that carry the oxygen for you, so they can maintain their stamina a little bit better. So I think you'll notice it. If you're going to notice it, you'll notice it toward the end of the game. It'll be in the late third, fourth quarter is when guys get a little gassed and they start running out of energy. So
I'm going to make sure I send a tape of the show to Gary so that he knows.
Well, I think Gary knows. I think he just doesn't want to use it as an excuse.
Yeah,
and
I
think in that regard, you know, everybody's got to go there and they got to play, and that's just the way it is. Like playing in Lambeau in the freezing cold, you know, you come from Tampa, you're not used to that. You still got to play there. So
hey, Milwaukee Bucks 0-2 played better last night. Jabari Parker is going to be back. They're saying November.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's on target for what they were hoping. I think it's almost been a year, and I think that's what they were kind of shooting for. But what they're looking for, we're going to talk about today. We have Sarah Deutsch, who's one of our physical therapists with Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine at our Elmbrook campus, and she's been through this process herself, but she's also rehabbed one of our special guests today, Marcel, who's a goalie for the Wave. And they're going to talk about recovering from severe injuries like ACL injuries, or in Marcel's case, ACL and medial collateral ligament injuries, and how long does it take to get better? And what happens when you're like Jabari, where you feel perfectly fine,
right,
and you're ready to go, and they're telling you you're not quite ready. And why is that? So we're going to get into that later in the show. So anyone recovering from knee injuries or knee surgeries, this is going to be a really good show to listen to. It'll be a lot of fun.
And you can tweet us at hashtag SportsMedRadio, hashtag SportsMedRadio, and we will try to get Sarah or David Lake, who's with us from Marcel, or certainly Dr. Brian McCarty, to answer any questions. And before we do that, I was emailed a question, and it was too long. This woman says, too long to tweet, and I'm just going to read part of it. She's got a son who's a senior in high school. He's going to be 18 in November. He's a pitcher on a high school team. He also plays fall and spring ball. Shoulders started bothering him towards the end of summer. He stopped pitching. He's been only playing first base. His father took him for an MRI, discovered a labrum, had a slight tear. He wants to try to get into college and pitch there. The recommendation is to have surgery to remove the spur. Little arthritis is starting to form. Scope surgery for an hour, rehab 2 to 3 months. So you've read the rest of it. The question is, do you think surgery at this point is necessary? Can he rehab his arm and shoulder without it? Or is there a way to, for you to know this?
Well, first of all, thanks for the question. And second of all, I mean, I think the bigger picture issue here is, if there's uncertainty as to whether or not you should proceed with surgery, the best thing to do is to get another opinion from someone who specializes in that area.
Right.
And it does not mean, and it is no reflection upon the person who gave you the original opinion, but if you're not 100% certain of the course of action that you should be taking, it makes sense to get more information, right? So we always talk about having a plan, right, and having a diagnosis, right, and how important that is. There are other things that can cause these symptoms, and certainly a labral tear would be one of them. Posterior capsular tightness is a very common problem that we see in throwing athletes that presents a lot like this, where it's too hard to throw, you can't follow through, and that's something that can be rehabbed as opposed to repaired. Now, if there's actually a torn labrum and you have a young pitcher, the odds are he will need to have that repaired. But, you know, I haven't seen this particular right. patient, nor have I reviewed this MRI. You know, usually an MRI arthrogram where they put fluid in the joint to distend it will show these tears better. There's no substitute for taking a proper history, looking at the examination for the patient, listening to what they've said. So my advice, in short, for anyone out there who's not 100% certain as to what course of action they should be taking, is it never hurts to get more information, but make sure you're getting it from someone who knows what they're doing, who does it all the time.
How many times does this happen on a daily basis to you? Where people say, hey, look, you know what? What do you think of this? Or
yeah, it happens very frequently because I think, unfortunately, a lot of people don't get enough information. They're not either they can't get their questions answered or they don't understand the information that's being transmitted to them. And this is why, honestly, we're doing the show. We're trying to allow people an opportunity to learn more about what can go wrong so that when they go in, they maybe understand the conversation a little bit more.
And real quickly, here's the tough part for her. She, you know, that she says the tear is very slight. I am against surgery if there's any other way. But then I think, what if he doesn't have the surgery and rehabs it and it's not better? Time is of essence with his senior year halfway over. So this is, you know, this is tough decisions for parents.
Yeah, it's absolutely very difficult for parents, which is, again, brings back to the same point, which is you really need to get another opinion to clarify whether or not to proceed. It sounds to me like surgery's already been scheduled, so you already have that on the books. Get another qualified opinion in the interim, and then you'll know which way would be best for you.
Hey, you know what's cool about today's show? You know who?
Everything is cool about today's show.
A professional team that has their opener today.
Yeah, and probably if you guys haven't been to one of these games recently, boy, I'll tell you what, the Zimmermans have done a great job with this team. The Milwaukee Wave is so much fun to watch, and today in studio,
right? We're going to talk Wave soccer a little bit. Goalkeeper Marcel Fenstra. Marcel, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how long you've been with the Wave. And
I'm going in my ninth season this year.
Yeah.
Been here since the beginning that I came to America.
So. Obviously born and raised here in Milwaukee. No,
no probably not, really. Not.
Where are you from?
From the Netherlands.
Well, welcome. It's you're nine with the Milwaukee Wave. And let me just up front tell you that I was a director of sales and marketing for the Wave for a long time, years ago. And I'm a big fan of what the Zimmermans are doing. And if you have not been to a Wave game, you need to get to one. Because once you go to one, you're going to go to 5 to 6 to 7. It's just a really great family event that that people will enjoy. And again, if you have not seen indoor soccer and you say, well, you know what, I don't really like soccer, this is different. This is fast. It's fun. There's a lot of scoring. Unless Marcel's in goal, then there's not a lot of scoring.
Not against the wave.
Not against the wave. Their home opener is November 14th.
Correct.
And they play the team from Detroit. It's a 6:05 start November 14th, and they play at the old arena, correct?
Yeah, they're playing at the UWM Arena.
I knew it was a change name.
You know, our group, Dr. Tracy, Dr. Pifel, and myself, we're the team physicians for the Wave, and it's just been a real pleasure for us to get a chance to work with these guys. And I'm telling you, go to a game. It's really a lot of fun. The crowds are crazy. The place is rocking. It reminds me of the old Bucks games there, where the place was so loud and so much fun. And hopefully we'll have that back soon. You know, we get an arena where the sound kind of gets contained. It's really contagious. You'll enjoy them.
Yeah, no doubt. Go online, MilwaukeeWave.com. You can Google Milwaukee Wave to get all the information on this year's team, on their schedule. Again, their home opener is November 14th, 6:05 start. And I would plan on picking up some tickets and getting to that game. The other people we have in studio, David Lake. He's a trainer for the Milwaukee Wave. David, it's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how you been?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah,
good. How's Larry Sales doing?
Oh, Larry's awesome.
He's a good man.
He is. He's a very good
man. I miss talking to him, miss seeing him. We do Facebook every once in a while, but I miss actually talking to him. He is when you think of the Milwaukee Wave and you think of longevity, he's the guy. He was there a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's 30-plus years there, and I don't know if you heard this this last year. He was actually introduced into the Wisconsin Athletic Trainer Hall of Fame.
He was. Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations to him. And he listens to some of the stuff that I do, and I'll get an email message or a text message from him, and especially if I mess something up. So let's hope that we don't do that today. Let's talk about your what you do with the Wave.
Okay, so yeah, I'm the athletic trainer for the Milwaukee Wave. Fortunate enough, this is my second season with the Wave. I came late December of last year. Pretty much, I am the eyes and ears of the physicians. When the players come in prior to practice, we utilize modalities, stretching, soft tissue work, things of that nature, just to keep the athletes on the field. My primary job is to make sure they're on there healthy, and if there's anything, they're experiencing any ailments or anything of that nature, I utilize our medical network.
And really important to what you guys do.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. And, you know, we always talk about this team of sports medicine providers, right? So there's the team on the field, which is, you know, Marcel and his crew, and they're fantastic, and the coaching staff. And then there's the team off the field. What we're going to do today is give you some insight into what happens off the field, because unfortunately, Marcel had a bad injury last year. We're going to talk about it after the break. And he's back and better than ever and ready to go. And a lot of that's due to our staff, the training staff, our physical therapist, Sarah Deutsch, who's here with us today, talk us about rehab, and then the physician teams that work together to get our athletes back out there. So, you know, you hear about these things. We talked earlier today about Jabari Parker.
Right.
And it's the same process. It doesn't matter whether it's our high school teams, the college teams, or our professional teams. The process is the same. Focus on the patient. Make sure they get what they need, and then get them back out there.
That's the plan, right?
That's the plan.
So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Marcel. They thought it may have been a career-threatening injury, but there is a happy ending, and we're going to talk to him about that on the other side. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Afrojack, brought to you by one of our special guests. He's the goalie for the Milwaukee Wave, Marcel Fenster. Our other guest, Sarah Deutsch, she's a physical therapist, David Lake, athletic trainer for the Milwaukee Wave, and my co-host, Dr. Brian McCarty, with Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine. So, Brian, let's talk a little bit about this injury that Marcel, and it was a horrible injury.
Well, I hate to get off topic, but obviously the first thing we need to notice is how much better Marcel's music choices are than the ones that you made in the beginning. So that was outstanding. So obviously his knee injury has not affected his musical taste.
I will have a new co-host next week. Dr. Brian McCarty is now gone. Marcel, let's talk a little bit about this injury, you know, what it was and when and how it happened.
Well, actually, almost a year ago in Detroit. It was a one-on-one. He took a shot, missed, hit the board. I kind of turned around a little bit, and he just run into me straight.
And did you know immediately the injury?
I thought it was bad, but then my trainer came and I didn't have any pain, and I'm like, I'm fine, I can play. I stood up, I was fine. Everybody's like, are you sure you can play? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So walked to the bench to get some Advil, and every step that I took, my knee gave in. It was like wobble, 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 wobble.
Yeah, that's not so good then. So you knew at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a point that we try to make that, you know, a lot of our professional athletes have a sort of different pain sort of threshold than the average person. And this is kind of case in point. You know, here Marcel's injured two major ligaments in his knee, nearly dislocated his knee, sustains what could have been a career-ending injury, and he's saying, oh, no, I'm good, I'm good. Right? So those of us who are on the sideline, you know, David, you're there with me a lot on the sidelines. We see this all the time.
Yeah, and I think what we have to realize is that when the players do go down on the field and we're actually going out to the field, we have to realize that they have adrenaline pumping. They're in the middle of the game. They're not thinking, okay, what did I do to my knee? They're trying to think, okay, the ball's going to be back in play. Who do I have to defend? So their mind is 3-4 steps ahead of what we're actually trying to evaluate on them. And I think in Marcel's case, he gets up, he's thinking, okay, yeah, I hurt my knee a little bit, but it's not going to be a potentially career-ending injury. And so that's where we come in, just to make sure that we can calm them down, we can take a look at what's going on and make sure they can safely participate.
So this game was on the road. You were in Detroit. And we talked during the break. Your wife was at the game. Thank God for that, because you didn't have to get on that bus.
Oh, yeah, that was big time. Absolutely.
And so he comes back to Milwaukee. Does he immediately go to see Sarah? Does he come to see you, Dr. Brian?
Well, essentially, the athletic trainers assess them on the field. And so they bandage him up, put some ice on him, tell them you can't play. Your knee's grossly unstable. And then they contact me, and they say, Marcel's been injured. We need to get him in. So, of course, with all of our athletes, we try to expedite that process. So by the time I saw him, we were able to get an examination of the knee. The knee was incredibly swollen because of all the damage that had been done. And I think by this point, Marcel had come to realize that this was a little bit more than he initially thought. And then we sent off for an MRI. And what happened is, you know, Marcel had torn both his anterior cruciate ligament with the ACL and the medial collateral ligament in what's called a postromedial corner. These are nearly knee dislocation injuries and can result in vascular blood vessel injuries, can result in nerve injuries, and they really are serious and severe. And for someone in his situation, where you're playing professional sports, this can be a career-ending problem.
Yeah, and then so he comes back, and once we know that the surgery has to be done, first of all, that type of surgery, and you explained what the injury was, that's tough surgery. I mean, it's not where he's having an MCL fixed.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is, this is where it's really helpful to be with someone who does this type of thing all the time, because these are advanced techniques. And in fact, Marcel was the beneficiary of even, you know, we talk about anatomic ACL. Most of the time we have guests here and I don't really talk about what I do, but you know, I treat all these different sports med injuries, and anatomic ACL reconstruction is something I sort of pioneered in this area. And so he was able to have an anatomic reconstruction, which means his new ligament is exactly where his old one was. But the medial collateral ligament was an even bigger challenge. And we actually used a newer technique for that as well, where we not only repaired the ligament, but we reinforced it. And that really made a big difference in his ability to rehab. Now, you probably don't really realize that, but the strength of the repairs have gotten better and better and better. So sports medicine is not a standstill thing. It's a moving target. And we're always at the forefront of that, using these new techniques that work, and certainly Marcel's living proof of that.
David, once he got back to Milwaukee and now he has his surgery, is your job then that he works with Sarah, making sure that he's doing the stuff he's supposed to do?
Correct. Yeah. So I on a daily basis, I see everybody on the team. So I'm a fairly busy guy prior to practice.
Sure.
We open up about an hour and a half before the game. So realistically, I don't have the time set to be able to work with him on a one-on-one basis,
right,
nor do I have the specialized equipment that Sarah would have in her clinic. So absolutely, like I mentioned before, we utilize that medical network. And, you know, Sarah was a great part of the healing process for Marcel.
Do you know, we talk about Mosh a lot, Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine, and we talk about how important that whole team, and you had talked about in the first segment, but this is just a great example of, like you said, Marcel's on the field. He's part of the team.
Absolutely.
But everybody around, including David and Sarah, who we're going to talk to here in a minute, just part of the really important team to get this guy back on the field.
Yeah, I mean, we're all working together. And the athlete's working with us to get him better. And so we're going to welcome Sarah in. Now, Sarah happens to not only be an outstanding physical therapist, but she's been through this. So she knew exactly what to do. And as soon as I talked to Marcel and I said, Marcel, I want to get you to somebody very specific for this problem, I wanted you to go with somebody who'd been through it, right? And was that helpful to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've been really lucky to have Sarah be my physical therapist, absolutely.
Yeah, and Sarah, tell us, how much has that informed your practice? You're having been through it yourself. Does that matter?
Yes. Well, good morning, everyone, first of all. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. You bet, Sarah.
Yeah. Having gone through the process, you understand from the patient's perspective what they're going through, the bumps in the road. It's not just you're looking at a protocol, what's supposed to be expected of the patient at a certain time frame. You're really filling in the gaps in between those and understanding what the patient's going through. But all patients are different, but you just have a little bit more insight to read into what's going on. Marcel was really dedicated from the get-go. He was off ready to go. I never had to push for him. So ironically for him, there's some patients that need a lot of my input, what I went through, you know, to have them comprehend. But Marcel, he was game on from the beginning.
And do you know, this was your first injury, Marcel, correct?
Correct.
So you don't have a track record of working with somebody like Sarah and making sure that you understand what your plan is, the dedication is going to take to get back. This was your first trip through this. Can you talk a little bit about the first couple of weeks after, how difficult that was?
Yeah, the first 2 weeks after the surgery was probably the hardest thing. You can't do anything, actually. You're in pain. It's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So luckily my wife took care of me.
Sure.
But otherwise, if you don't have anybody there, it's hard. Absolutely.
Hey, Sarah, so after the first 2 weeks then, and you put a plan together for him, he was very receptive to that plan and making sure he followed the plan. And that's not everybody that you work with, I'm sure, but good for him to understand how important that is.
Right, and that's, I think, a difference with a professional athlete. Even though our high school athletes, a lot of them are, you know, they're really engaged. But, you know, they're also in high school and they have a lot of things to focus on. With Marcel, when he came to me about 10 days post-op. And that first appointment, we were really focusing on, let's get the knee moving, because he was in a brace, but he was allowed to do this, to do early mobilization with his, along with the new surgical techniques, you can do that. So he was on a machine at home getting his knee moving, which is called a CPM machine, and that's not always utilized, but this was a special case. And then he came in and we got, you know, all the initial stuff going. And then what I really started with Marcel right away in that first appointment was talking about the whole neuroscience of a professional athlete. So by his second appointment, we had him in his goalie gloves and a ball, believe it or not, being as creative as possible. Because your brain, there's a neuroplasticity. It adapts and it changes to whatever things you're going through in life. So if you're a soccer player, you have all these pathways about all the way of the game. And so in order to not have those die off or become what we would say rusty, we were having him do whatever we could with his gloves and his ball. Even though he wasn't kicking a ball, he was doing a lot of stuff with the ball.
So, you know, this is just an excellent example of what we talk about training around injuries. So,
right.
You know, we talk about this frequently when you're injured with your knee. You know, one of the things we want to do is make sure everything else stays sharp, if not even sharper than it was when you got hurt. So when you get back, you're ready to go. And that's what you were doing, right?
Right, right. He'd come in, he'd have his soccer gear on, his indoor shoes. He had his gloves that he kept at my clinic, his ball. And, did you ever feel rusty at all, Marcel? Getting back to the process?
No, it made it more fun, I think, too. Plus, it helps you feeling like you're still playing. And that was a big part.
Hey, guys, let's get to a break. Sarah, we're going to continue to talk to you about a number of things. One thing I'd love to find out, is it easier to work with professional athletes like Marcel or high school, college kids? And we'll talk about that journey for athletes outside of being a professional athlete. I think some of the coaches that listen to this show want to know your take on that. We'll continue our conversation. Dr. Brian McCarty is my co-host. We have three special studio guests. Marcel Fenster is a goalie for the Milwaukee Wave. Sarah Deutsch, physical therapist, with Wheaton Franciscan. And David Lake, athletic trainer for the Milwaukee Wave. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Daft Punk. Song is called One More Time, brought to you by one of our special guests, Sarah Deutsch, physical therapist, Wheaton Franciscan, Milwaukee Wave. The name of the song, One More Time, reminds me of a physical therapist, right? Come on, you got one more. One more time.
One more time, maybe one more and one more.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Marcel, you know about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's continue our conversation. Our special in-studio guest, Marcel Venstra from the Milwaukee Wave. He's a goalie with the Wave. Sarah Deutsch is a physical therapist. Again, Wheaton Franciscan and works with the Wave. And David Lake, athletic trainer with the Milwaukee Wave. My co-host, Dr. Brian McCarty. We're talking about the rehab process, the injury that that Marcel had. It's been almost exactly a year. Is he right on track from where you thought, Sarah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe we released him at play at about 9 months. So he's been practicing with the team. When did you guys start? Beginning of October, middle October? Yep. So, and he doesn't have any restrictions.
Nothing.
Nope.
He's ready to go. You're in net tonight?
No, I'm playing the home opener.
You're playing the home opener November 14th.
Yep.
You're excited about that?
Absolutely.
How's the team look this year? You're excited about it?
Yeah, for sure. We look good. Been practicing hard and looking good, so yeah.
Yeah, that's important. Dr. McCarty, the fact that 9 months after this major surgery, surprised you that he was cleared, ready to go?
No.
Not at all?
No, because here's the thing. I wanted to touch on this. So Marcel's injury was really high on the injury scale because it was really multiple ligaments that were injured. But when we talked, when he first came in, what we did is we outlined a plan, right? So we said, these are the problems that you have. This is how we're going to approach it. And these are our target goals. And so we talked a little bit about, like, for most of my patients for ACL surgeries, whether I'm doing a single or a double bundle anatomic reconstruction, most of them are weight bearing as tolerated right off the bat. So they may be using crutches for the first week. There's no brace. They can get moving. They're 0 to 90 in the first week. They're on an exercise bike. They usually come in the office in a month, and they feel amazingly really good. And, in fact, the problem with that is they feel so good, but they don't realize there's a lot of healing still going on. In Marcel's case, we had this complicating issue of his medial ligament structures, which were completely destroyed. And so we had to reconstruct all of that. And I was far more concerned about that, especially with his role as a goalie. There's all this lateral movement. And anybody who's ever been to one of these Wave games knows how fast-paced and exciting they are. And he's the guy who's usually getting run into. And so we set up a sort of a plan with the CPM machine to get the movement going without overstretching those ligament repairs. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. But what Marcel knew right away is, look, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And then we Sarah and I communicated to talk about, well, this is why he has these specific restrictions. And then Sarah can be creative about, well, how am I going to develop his rehab around these restrictions to keep him safe but keep him moving forward?
That's really important. The other part, that you've been through surgery similar to this, and for you to be able to say, look, this is what worked for me, I think has got to be a great tool for you.
It is, but like Brian just said, Marcel's injury was more severe than mine was. So I was one of those that was often feeling pretty darn good and ready to do more and had to pull back even just to allow for the appropriate healing. Whereas Marcel, we really had to focus on what should we be doing right now and what should we not be doing. And to keep him interested through those parts where he was feeling like, I can do more than this, that was my job, to try to use my skill to make him feel like he's always striving forward. Lots of goals. We always had goals. We always tried to change things up. Try to have him do a lot of stuff with his upper extremities, with his core, and that's where I'd pull in David. And I would say, hey, if you have time, can you do this stuff with him? So he really was getting a head-to-toe, felt like he was training still.
Sarah, how important is the line of communication between this team that you guys have at Mosh when you talk – Brian McCarty, and you talk about David Lake, and then Marcel, obviously, but the team of you guys making sure that you're all on the same page to get him back on the field.
Right. You know, our goal is to get him back. That's why we're all in this field. We're here to help people, and we want to get them back to do what they want to be, what their goal is. And with technology now, it's so easy. You can shoot off a text. You can call. Brian and I are in the same building a couple days a week, so I can pop up and talk to him between patients. His staff is always very accommodating for me. David was always available. Marcel, I mean, everybody, it was a really good team approach. And that's a part of why he is as good as he is, too.
Was it a daily process in the beginning that you would see him, a weekly process? How often would you guys get together?
In the beginning, Marcel and I, we would meet twice a week. But he had stuff to do every day, all day long sometimes. So he was always doing something. And then so I would see him twice a week. But some of those parts of our rehab where you're kind of at a standstill a little bit, where you have to, you know, you're still progressing, but you need a little bit more time before you can go on to the next phase. Then, you know, maybe we'd go once a week or something, that if it wasn't necessary. Yeah.
And one of the things that I hope we communicate to people out there, and Marcel can talk about this, is how important it is for the athlete to understand what's happening inside that knee. So it's not just about how you feel, right? We talked about this at the break. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think like for players that have that injury, they don't really understand that, you feel good, your knee doesn't hurt anymore, but there's still a process going on before to get healed and you don't get injured again. And I think we don't really understand that. So that's why we think, oh, we can play.
Yeah, and so the process that's going on is that the cells, the little parts of the ligaments in there and the bones are all healing. And they're living tissues. They modify over time. And so it takes time for them to grow together and become as strong as they need to be to support the loads that you put through it. So it's very different when you're just walking in a line or riding an exercise bike than when you're playing goalie for the Wave and guys are crashing around you and you're reacting quickly. And so you need to understand those different aspects. So we try to communicate that really well to our athletes so they know this is the box. This is the low end. This is the high end. Stay in the box and we'll get you there, you know. And having been doing this for 15 years, you know, I think for the most part, the biggest issue we have now is keeping them from going above the high end. Because people tend to feel great, and they think, oh, if I feel good, it must be fine.
Right.
It's not. That's the thing. Listen to your physician and your therapist and your trainer. They'll help you. They're there to help you to get through.
Sarah, we've talked about this in the past, but I'm wondering your opinion on it. The psychological part of it. Mm-hmm. On when, you know, he's feeling good. He wants to get back on the field. And his mind is saying, hey, look, this is injured. Can I still do what I used to do? And I'm wondering how you work through that part of it.
Well, before he's stepping on the field to actually practice, he should have probably gone through. He should have gone through everything he would do on the field. So we would take, you know, I watched videos of him. I watched videos, you know, online of indoor goalie, because it's different than outdoor goalie, and you have to understand the stresses that they go through. So I would do my research. He would bring to the table and teach me drills that he would do in his style of play. And so we would break it down. And so it was like you were building up your blocks to get to that point of playing. But we would just break it down and step by step work through it. And then he would work with it at David, too. So we'd usually try it together first, make sure he looked safe and stable. And then him and David would then perfect the skill.
Boy, it's really important. And the lesson, if there's a number of lessons I think people can learn from today's show. One is the communication, how important it is that your patient talk to you and be 100% honest. Look, this is what I do on a daily basis. And then you went and watched a video on how an indoor goalkeeper, you know, plays and how they work. And I think that's really important. You're always learning, right?
Absolutely.
You're always learning. Before we get to your break, easier to work with elite professional athletes or high school kids. Totally different, two different scopes. Is it easier for you to have a guy like Marcel go to work and get all his stuff done rather than the high school kid who might say, hey, look, I'll do half of the stuff that she's asking me to do?
Yeah, but you know, every patient, I find enjoyment in honestly almost every patient. Everybody has something different about them, and that's who they are. And being Marcel is a professional athlete. He's also, though, the kind of guy that he came to get his job done. So you have the combination of his professionalism along with just his attitude and his motivation. And it was a cakewalk for me trying to motivate him. He motivated himself.
And I know we're running out of time on this segment, but also I wanted to comment about how Marcel does a lot of coaching. So, you know, a lot of what his work does is done with coaching, and he can inform his players now better. Because he understands how that works. And his coach, Jules, who's been great through this process, helped. You know, he was an assistant coach, essentially, for the Wave last year, too, right? I mean, so you're involved with the whole
thing,
right? I mean, you're a player, but you're there as part of the process. Our kids do the same thing. Our high school kids get hurt. We get them on the sideline, make sure they're still with the team, keep them involved, right? But they can't play till they're actually ready.
Right. Boy, that's important, and a lot of eyes were on him.
Oh yeah,
you know, a lot of eyes of other players, not only with the Wave but throughout the league, and then younger kids watching him, you know, work hard in rehab, and they're going to want to know what he's like. Well, you know what they're going to find out on November 14th
when he gets back in the net.
Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to have David Lake join us again, and we've got a number of questions for him as well. This is the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This isn't the verb pipe. This is the verb, right?
That is correct.
Bitter Sweet Symphony. Brought to you by one of our special guests, David Lake. He's an athletic trainer with the Milwaukee Wave. We're also joined, as always, my co-host, Dr. Brian McCarty. Sarah Deutsch is a physical therapist with Wheaton Franciscan and handles the Wave. And Marcel Frenstra, who is a goalkeeper with the Milwaukee Wave. In net, home opener, the 14th of November. Want to go see him play? If you have not been to a Wave game, get to one. And do not blame me, because when you get to one, you're going to go to two, and you go two, you're going to go to four. It's a really fun event.
They are so much fun, and they honestly, they seem to be getting more fun every year. So,
You know what? You've got to give the people that work there credit. I did it for a long time. You're not getting rich working there, and you give your heart and soul to this thing. And understand that when you go to a game, there's a lot of people that are putting in a lot of sweat equity into that team to make sure that it's a great event for everybody. David Lake has joined us. Again, we've talked through the process with Marcel. You're 100% confident he's ready to go on the 14th.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, Sarah did an awesome job with him over the summer, working with him on a weekly basis. And, yeah, I mean, I don't have any concerns with him being good to go.
Sarah Deutsch was, man, not only is she really good at what she does, she was great on the air. As a basketball coach, I would trust her with every one of my players.
Well, you should.
I'm telling you. There
Sarah,
it is.
Sarah, you got another basketball team.
There you go, Spartans from Greendale, Martin Luther. Marcel, let's talk, if we can. This is a little bit off the injury subject, but in net, indoor soccer, man, balls are flying. Man, this is you've got to have like cat-like reflexes to be in net and understand angles really well. Again, if people think of indoor soccer like they do outdoor soccer, it's just a totally different game.
Yeah, definitely. Great comment about the angles. I think it's a big thing in the goal. It's in outdoor too, but I think in indoor it's even more. The more you can cut off the angles, the more your time you have to react. And it is a fast-paced.
Yeah, it's a really fast pace, and there is ball. Watching it when I first started, what I tried to figure out is how goalkeepers learn those angles, because it's a different angle than anything else that you've seen. It's a little bit like basketball, to be honest with you, as far as the game itself. But him in net, not only does he have to the angles, but he's got to know 2-3 shots ahead. Who's on his left, who's on his right.
Yeah, and the speed of it is incredible. It's a lot like hockey that way. The field is much smaller, and they're boards. So they play the boards, and there are strategies, so you kind of know where guys are coming from. But, man, I tell you, when we're watching on the sidelines, and we treated all the goalies last year, unfortunately, with injuries. But the But I mean, it's a very fast pace. So how is it to get back in there and practice? How fun was that?
Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely. I mean, being out for 9 months, I think, before I came back and practice, it's a great feeling. Absolutely.
That first practice, when you first walked back on the field and started the stretch and get ready with the boys, a little bit nervous?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I thought I was a little bit worried when I was playing, because it's probably in your mind, but I haven't had that actually. I haven't been scared that I will do it again. So just getting back into groove and trying to get ready.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that as well. One of the reasons that's true, Mike, and you may be asking that question because a lot of athletes, when they come back, like Derrick Rose, have this worry that they're going to be re-injured. I think, honestly, a lot of it is the anatomic reconstructions feel more normal. So the athletes don't feel that sense that it's going to go. And, of course, he's done everything to prepare with therapy and with the trainers. So Sarah and David really got him ready to go. So when he was back in goal, he was back in goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be in net tonight?
Nick Fulberg.
Okay, so you guys go back and forth?
Yeah, usually.
Nick's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's been around, I don't even know how many years with the Wave.
Yeah.
He's the assistant coach, too. So
who's the head coach?
Giuliano.
Yeah, he was a player back in the day.
Yeah, and I played with him, too.
Really good player.
Absolutely. Smart player.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dr. Brian, you know, we talk about, the team at Mosh and how important it is to have a plan in the team. This show really proved, I think, just the process of what that team does to get the professional athlete back on the field or the court.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope so. I mean, I did a couple of television interviews earlier this week about ACL reconstruction and, you know, how a lot of our athletes are back at about the six-month mark. And it depends to some degree on the sport and the level of the injury. But I think people need to hopefully embrace the concept that the team, our medical team, the trainers, the therapists are all there to support and help the athletes to get back. And I think at Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine, that's the culture we've tried to promote.
You bet. Go to mymosh.com for more information on Dr. Brian McCarty or any of the other guys at Mosh. What a great show. David Lake, thank you. It was really good to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sarah Deutsch, man, well done. Physical therapist for Wheaton Franciscan. And Marcel Fenstra, good luck this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, go Wave.
Go Wave. Tonight, they're on the road against Chicago. Go see Marcel in net.
Maybe
November 14th.
Maybe you can get a bobblehead. I got a bobblehead.
There we go. Maybe we should have brought one, and I could have had
I might have one in my car.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to ask you to bring that in for me, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been the Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine Show. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.